Hello.
Hi, this is Mary from Family First.
Hey, Mary.
Hi, is this Edmar Daniels?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Edmar, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good, thank you for asking. Edmar, I'm calling you because I don't know if somebody told you, but I will be your new case coordinator. So I wanted to, introduce myself, let you know my name is Mary. I will also be, of course, the coordinator of TIA, and this is my phone number. You can save it and you can call me or text me anytime you need to.
Okay. Oh,
And I
what happened to the gentleman? He left or something?
To who, sorry?
I had a gentleman. I had a gentleman that was my caseworker.
Oh, okay. You had somebody else. Let me check here.
It was a man. He came out and visited me like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I think it was Erin, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, what Erin does is he does physical, check-in. So
Oh, okay.
he's the one that goes and check that everything is okay at your house and with your
Okay.
caregiver.
All right, that's fine.
Good. I also wanted to confirm with you some information just to know that everything is, up to date.
Okay.
So I have you here for 42 hours a week. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And the schedule that you guys have, you and Tia, from Monday to Sunday, it's mostly from 9 to 3, right?
Yes, but I did let Erin know that so Tia, she lost her one of her grandparents, and she's looking for a living arrangement, and I have to downgrade in my apartment because I'm paying it's too expensive. So we've decided to maybe find an apartment together, and
Okay.
she's still gonna be my nurse. So I'm gonna downgrade soon. So I'm gonna be changing my address at least by December. And I also got government assistance that's helping me with my living as well. So I'm definitely gonna be moving by December. So I'm just gonna let you know that because Tia, she works for me from 9 to 3, but sometimes, to be honest, she does a lot of extra work for me too as well. So I just wanted to make sure she gets compensated because she works at a part-time job from 3 p.m. sometimes 4 p.m. to 11, but then, like I said, she'll come and do favors for me late at night sometimes. So I just want to make sure she's compensated. But like I said, we're gonna move soon, so that's the one to let you know that.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, just once you're settling in the new place, call me or text me telling me the new address so we can, update it on our system. So
Okay.
right now your address is still 6908 Arleigh Street.
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. And the zip code is 19119.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. Well, that was everything that I needed. Could you let me know if you have been admitted to the hospital or maybe went for an ear visit in maybe the last 2 weeks?
So no ER visits, but I have been dealing with an infection in my teeth, so I have been going to the dentist often, more than often. But that's, and I've been going to my regular hospital visits. That's about it.
Oh, okay, perfect. Yeah, it's just so you know that whenever, if you ever, get admitted into the hospital or maybe go for an emergency visit a couple of hours, we do need to know that because the insurance pays whether, they pay whether TIA or the hospital. So if you are admitted to the hospital, we want the money to go to the hospital and not to
Okay.
TIA,
Okay. All right. That's fine.
Okay, perfect. Well, that was everything that I needed from you, Edmar. It was nice meeting you. You have a great day.
You as well. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.